Well, next we go to Sudan. Conflict there has killed tens of thousands of people. It has displaced nearly 12 million and created the world's largest displacement and hunger crisis. This week, the International Criminal Court has warned atrocities in El Fasher, a city in the west of the country, may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. This comes after reports of mass killings, sexual violence and abductions after the Sudanese paramilitary RSF forces seized the city last week. A UN-backed report has confirmed famine there in the besieged city of Kaduli, and will be joined shortly by the Sudanese embassy's charge d'affaires, Mr. Omar Ahmed Mohammed. But first, our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to Dr. Sami Adam, originally from the Darfur region of Sudan, about living in, who is now living in Dublin. Dr. Adam has a family living near the city of El Fasher, and he outlined what he is hearing about atrocities committed against civilians when RSF forces took the city last week.
Nobody is safe in El Fasher and North Darfur area at the moment, because you can't leave the area. You are not safe in your property and yourself. You don't know what kind of a violence is going to come towards you, because the first thing is they killed the men, especially the young groups, they killed them. There is massive violence against women and children, physically and sexually. The women who fled from the area, they'll tell you, the first thing, they killed our men, they killed our neighbors, and they killed our children in front of our eyes. And actually, we've been assaulted many times. Those are the lucky ones who escaped. Violence against children is also kind of a massive, and it's indescribable, because we're seeing in the social media those who were lucky and the children who fled. We see them, they are like in a terrible situation. You can't describe it. You can't see it sometimes.
How worrying is it for you and your family here, not knowing the fate of your family in the Darfur region around El Fasher?
Well, it's a very torturing and it's a very disappointing that there's no communication, because I had two phone calls from last week, Sunday, and then after that, on a Wednesday, they were relatives of mine, yeah? They were abducted and they were asking for a ransom. But we know that for a fact, if they have been, you know, abducted, they will be killed immediately, because, like, we know their situation. So that's probably a scam looking for money. But you can imagine, you know, just what would be the situation for those who are there, kind of, you know, unsure of their fate, you know?
The Sudanese Embassy's Charge d'Affaires, Mr. Omar Ahmed Mohammed, is with us now. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
nobody is safe. Harrowing details there from Dr. Sami Adam. What is the situation today in El Fasher?
Thank you very much for having me today, talking about the situation in Sudan. And first of all, let me, you know, begin with the expressing my deepest condolences for the victims in El Fasher. Innocent people's lives, you know, lost during the last week attack on the militia, the terrorist militia, seizing the city. The situation in the city now, it's in the hands of the militia, and they us just like what Dr. Sami said, you know, they committed heinous crimes against civilians. Raping, killing, burying people alive in their way to flee the city.
A UN-backed report has confirmed famine in the city. Does your government have the resources to alleviate this situation now? Can you get aid to people starving in those areas?
The problem now, the city has been sieged for 18 months. And the militia blocking and cutting off the city from all, food assistance or medicines or humanitarian access. They denied every request by the international community, United Nations, international organization to allow them taking food and medicine to the citizens during these 18 months. So now it is completely in the hands of the militia. The international community should, and you know, now the situation, the city is empty, no civilians, it's only the militias fighters.
The Darfur region, why has it seen such intense fighting and such atrocities committed in recent times?
Yeah, I know it's complicated a little bit because, you know, Sudan's surrounded with seven countries and there is no barrier bordering in the borders between these seven countries and Sudan. And the conflicts around this country in the previous time help in the proliferation of the arms in the region, which is affect the stability of the region and you know, help in terms of widespread of conflict in the Darfur region and even, you know, other places in Sudan. This also goes to the resources that the region, you know, has possessed, with like uranium, gold, agriculture, and other, you know, minerals. Yeah,
there are important minerals there. There are also claims that the Sudanese army used chlorine as a chemical weapon in areas held by RSF forces in September of 2024. How do you respond to that?
Yep, no evidence on these allegations. It's just unequivocal allegation by some propaganda, just to distort the image of the Sudanese struggle against this terrorist militia. Sudanese government is a part of the WCO. OPCO, Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Organization. And we don't possess, the government, I mean the Sudan Army Forces, doesn't possess this kind of weapons. Even a committee was formed at that time to investigate this incident, and there is no evidence of using these chemical weapons.
Yep. Finally, what are you calling on the international community to do?
Look, the issue of the conflict in Sudan is not an internal issue. It's something that fueled and targeted by a regional power, specifically the United Arab Emirates government, fueling the militia with weapons and packing them politically and militarily, to seize and control the government of Sudan, in order to achieve their interest in the Red Sea ports, mineral, agriculture, gold. The Sudan is the third African country in the reserve, in the gold reserves. So they're seeking this through a proxy, which is the terrorist militia group, which is called RSF. So to stop the killing, to stop the conflict, the only issue is to press the government of United Arab Emirates to stop fueling this militia.
Mr. Omid Ahmed Mohammed, thanks for coming
in. Thank you very much.
It's now 7:51.